here's a story from The World.
You may know the actor in our next story from movies and shows like The Umbrella Academy, Inception, X-Men, and as the lead in the film Juno. The Canadian star who played the pregnant teen in that 2007 film, Elliot Page, came out on Tuesday as transgender. In a letter posted on social media, Page wrote, "I can't begin to express how remarkable it feels to finally love who I am enough to pursue my authentic self." Here's The World's Bianca Hillier.
Support for Page poured in from around the world yesterday. But the 33-year-old has been one of the most visible queer actors in Hollywood for years, after giving this speech at a human rights campaign event in 2014.
"And I am here today because I am gay. And because..."
That crowd gave Page a standing ovation. And since then, the Oscar-nominated actor has advocated for LGBTQ rights across the globe.
"We're on our next stop around the world, in India."
For a Vice series called Gaycation, Page crossed continents with his best friend to find out what it's like being queer in places like Tokyo, Ukraine, Jamaica, and Brazil, where in 2016, Page sat down with then-Congressman Jair Bolsonaro, a vocal critic of the LGBTQ community.
"And the things you've said to me come across as very homophobic, and I read a quote that said, someone should beat the gay out of their son. And I'm wondering, I'm gay, so do you think that I should have been beaten as a child to not be gay now?"
"I'm not going to look at you and say, I think you're gay. That doesn't matter to me. You're very nice. If I were a cadet at the military academy and I saw you on the street, I'd whistle at you, all right? You're very pretty."
Page continued to stand up for LGBTQ people. Now, after coming out as transgender, he's bringing significant visibility to gender-diverse people, says Aaron DeVore, the chair in transgender studies at the University of Victoria in Page's native Canada.
"It's important for people who are identify as trans or non-binary to see themselves reflected in all aspects of society."
DeVore says the actor's coming out message is also important for straight and cisgender people to pay attention to, as they may think they don't know anyone who's trans or non-binary.
"And when it's a celebrity, there is a sense in most people that they do know that person personally. And so it brings it a little closer to home. It makes trans people seem more real, and it builds empathy and understanding."
Understanding was a key theme in Page's message on Tuesday. He wrote, "I want to address the full picture. The statistics are staggering. The discrimination towards trans people is rife, insidious, and cruel, resulting in horrific consequences." Page noted that at least 40 trans people have been murdered in 2020, the majority of which were Black and Latino women. Page, a famous white person, knows the privilege he carries. DeVore says he salutes Page for using his celebrity platform to raise awareness of the injustices so many face.
"For a lot of trans people, the kind of life that Elliot Page has is out of reach. And in fact, many trans people, especially trans women of color, their lives are endangered by people knowing that they're trans."
To those people who deal with violence, harassment, and self-loathing every day, Elliot Page wrote, "I see you. I love you. And I will do everything I can to change this world for the better." For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.